I may ask a question. Those who are following with us, even with one verse or two, or the 29 verses that were covered, do you feel that you are really now benefiting if you go back to these verses and you read them? The reason I ask this question is to incite the issue of taking notes, because knowledge, if it is not recorded, it will go away. We can, so far from these verses, remember important things. Number one, the classification of people into believers and original kafirs and hypocrites. And we remember the qualities of the believers, the qualities of the disobedient and the hypocrites. And the classification of the kafirs, their qualities. What we have learned, we learned so many great qualities of Allah from these verses. We knew of His transcendence in Himself and in His qualities. We knew something about the speech of Allah. We knew that the Quran is uncreated. We knew the real losers, and we knew the real winners. We knew what is mischief, and we knew that Allah alone deserves to be worshipped out of love and magnification. We knew that the Quran is the perfect word of Allah, that none can produce a single verse like it. We knew the types of guidance, that there is the guidance of success, and we knew the guidance of directing to the right path. We knew the meaning of piety. We knew that when people turn away from the truth and insist and disdain, then Allah will seal their hearts and they are to be blamed. We knew of the eloquency of the Quran in its classifications. We knew that the hypocrites deceive themselves alone. We knew that the hypocrites have disease in their hearts. We knew that if man does not come forward to the truth and his heart is diseased, then as a punishment, the degree of his illness or disease of the heart will intensify. We knew of the severe warning to the hypocrites. We knew that hypocrisy means to make Islam apparent and hiding kufr in the internally. We knew of the mockery of the hypocrites to the believers, mocking at them. We knew that the enemies of Allah described the believers with awful things. We knew from these verses that Allah defends the believers. We knew that the hypocrites are ignorant. We knew that winning and losing revolve around the issue of guidance. The one who follows guidance is the winner, and the one who opposes it is the loser. We knew of the perfect eloquency of the Quran in describing the state of the hypocrites. And the examples and the parables in the Quran and their impact on the understanding of possible matters when Allah gives parables. We knew that the first command in the Quran came in verse 21. The first command in the Quran came in verse 21. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those before you so that you may attain piety. Tawheed. Calling mankind to Tawheed. We knew of the lordship of Allah and that His lordship is of two types, general and particular. We knew of the will of Allah and His will is of two types, legislative and universal, and that the legislative pertains to that which He loves but not necessarily executed by His slaves, and that the universal one which pertains to His pre-decree and that it is inevitable to pass on everyone. We knew the affirmation of causes and their effects, and we knew the effects of causes can only take place by the will of Allah. We knew that it is forbidden to set up rivals with Allah in worship. We knew of the fire whose fuel is men and stones. We knew of the glad tidings to the believers that they will receive admittance to paradise if they die on Tawheed. And we knew some of the descriptions of paradise and of its fruits and its rivers and its gardens and the spouses, the pure spouses therein. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the fire of hell and to make us from the dwellers of paradise. We knew that faith should be accompanied with righteous deeds, We knew that the reward for the believers is far more than is disproportionate with respect to their deeds and their extent of deeds. Far is great the favor of Allah compared to the deeds we do. We knew of the perfect ability of Allah to create. We knew the perfect quality of Allah being bashful. We knew of the habit of the disbelievers to always oppose the ruling of Allah. We knew of the qualities of those who break the covenant of Allah after ratifying it. We knew that Allah causes death and brings life to the dead. We knew that the resurrection is true. We knew that rebellion and disobedience cause or lead mischief on earth. We knew of 8 evidences proving the resurrection in one single surah, and this is Surah 36. We knew that everything on earth is created for us and not the opposite. We knew that Allah created the earth before the heavens. We knew that basically everything on the earth is lawful unless proven otherwise by a legal evidence. And we knew that the heavens are 7 and also the earth are 7. This is just a quick revision to some of the knowledge which we have gained from these verses, from verse 1 till verse 29 of Surah Al-Baqarah so far. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك ربي وأتوب إليك. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make of this stay a beneficial stay for myself and for all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly for being here and make our intentions sincerely for His face and to make us of those who benefit from their knowledge and benefit others as well. وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.